This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is Tom Fox. Welcome to the newest edition in the Compliance Podcast Network, my latest podcast, Compliance and Coronavirus. As the voice of compliance, I wanted to start a podcast which will help bring both clarity and sanity to the field of compliance, the compliance practitioner, and indeed the compliance profession during this worldwide health and healthcare crisis. Taking up a variety of topics as diverse as working from home to sporting events to the role of the board of directors to crisis management to the role of supply chains. We will look at all of these in this podcast. If you have a topic you'd like covered on compliance and coronavirus, please let me know. I'd be happy to do a podcast on it. In this episode, I visit with Deanne Conroy. Deanne is the Compliance Solutions Manager for Affiliated Monitor, an attorney with 12 years of experience in healthcare law. We consider the importance of communication with a healthcare officer or healthcare company and system during the coronavirus health crisis. Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox back for another episode. And today I have with me Deanne Conroy. She's the Compliance Solution Managers for Affiliated Monitors. Deanne, first of all, welcome and thank you so much for taking the time to visit with me today.
Oh, thanks so much for inviting me.
I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your role at Affiliated Monitors.
Sure. I've been with Affiliated Monitors, almost 5 years now, a little over 4 years. And I'm an attorney by trade. And I have spent the last about 12 years of my career working specifically in healthcare. The first part, I worked for government entities at the state and federal levels regarding regulation and compliance and helping set laws. And then the second part, I have been on the other side doing defense work for companies that have come across some problems with the government in compliance issues and helping now to set up professionals and companies in entire healthcare systems to be in the place they need to be at so that they are in compliance. And it's not something they have to worry about. And it's not a huge risk management problem for them because I help get them where they need to be. And then they can just use that system and go forward.
I started this podcast back in March, and the issues and questions that arose at that point are very different than what we are thinking about now. But I was wondering if you might be able to share with us, what are the top two or three things that either you're thinking about as we record this in late October 2020, or that you are hearing or talking about with clients, customers, or others?
Well, first, I think it's important to look at how we've all been adapting to the coronavirus and the pandemic we find ourselves in. I mean, unless you were a child in 1919, for that pandemic, this is the first pandemic for all of us. And so I think we found ourselves in a position where we were doing things off the cuff, doing it on the fly, and not really knowing where our regular work was supposed to fit in, especially with compliance. Governments were sending their people home for coronavirus. It took them a while to get back up. Some of them are doing everything online now. Some of them have part of their staff coming in at one point, another part of their staff coming in later. And it's just been a confusing time for people. And for like the first 6 months, I would say we were kind of in a position where people were like, but we're in the middle of a pandemic. And we use that as, I don't want to say an excuse, but as our reasoning for not really maybe focusing on some compliance issues that we need to be focusing on. So now that we're at the end of October, this COVID thing is nowhere near the end. Today, we just hit over 9 million cases in the U.S. Yesterday, we set a new single-day reporting record of 80,622 new cases in a day. So, you know, this thing has legs. We're far from where we were in March when everything shut down and they said maybe 3 weeks. It's a whole different ballgame now. And so you as a professional who holds a license that's blessed by the government and those companies that also have governmental rules and regulations they must follow, this is our new world. And we don't know how long this is going to last, but it's going to be a while. And so I think we all need to just take a breath and kind of refocus ourselves on where we should be.
Is that a message that you find is resonating with the people you're talking to, either, once again, customers, clients, or your peers?
Yes, I think we've been doing a lot of talking about communication during COVID. And the communication part, I really see in two different phases. There's the day-to-day communication that needs to happen, and then there's the let's get together and think about big picture stuff and discuss, are we where we need to be? What do we need to do to put ourselves where we need to be? And I think it's a great time to do it. We've gotten past the initial coronavirus craziness, and we've all sort of settled into however we're going to be working now. And it's a great opportunity to take this time. So let me start with the day-to-day communications. I've had so many clients come and we talk about this, and they say, well, you know, we used to meet every week and talk about all these items on our agenda. But now, you know, with COVID, we don't really do that anymore. And that's just a big red flag, because communication has to happen all the time, no matter what your circumstances are. So the fact that you're not actually getting around a table anymore on a Friday morning, that just means you have to find a different way of doing that. And so I think it's important for management. You have to start with senior management, who always set the tone, and go through your management ranks and think, what do I need to do to help my people make sure we're still in compliance, the job's getting done right? Employees have never felt so isolated at work before. We need to check in more. It needs to be talking about day-to-day things and alert them of successes. We just take for granted that others know what's going on in the company. And it may have been easy before because we were all in the same building. And when you went and got your coffee in the morning, oh, there was Joe who would tell you, hey, thanks for those numbers. I got that report into the government. Great. I'm glad that worked. Well, now you're not seeing Joe getting your cup of coffee anymore. So the day-to-day communication needs to include things like, thanks for giving me those numbers. Just wanted you to know that the report went out on time. And here is the next thing we need to be working on.
I used to ask a question along the lines of, where do you think we're going to be in Q4? And unfortunately, that question was either very naive or very short-sighted. So now I ask a question of, where do you think we'll be in 12 to 18 months? And this adaptability that you've talked about, is that something that you believe will have lasting impact in your industry?
I do believe it will have lasting impact. The other side of the communication is the long-term look. And what a perfect time, because our day-to-day has changed and the way we do business may have changed. And it's a perfect time to step back and ask some of the big questions. And this can help you as a professional and you as leading a company into 12 months, 18 months, 2 years, 5 years down the road. But you have to learn to do things like, for example, check your policies and procedures. Are they still relevant in COVID? Do you need to change some things? Are there new guidelines that you need to create in your compliance programs that will get you through COVID and beyond? What are your current oversight controls that you have in place? Are they enough? Do you need a new approach? Would a whole change in some key roles and responsibilities be a good fix for your company at this time? And you want to have different team members working on various parts of your compliance review. We got to know what the left hand is doing so that the right hand is working in conjunction. You got to communicate, communicate, communicate. And that would be my message. Take this time, make sure your day-to-day is in order, and look forward and think about how you can make things better during this COVID season, and putting in place those things you can do that can take you past the COVID season that we're in. Because really, we have no idea how long this is going to last.
Deanne, unfortunately, we are near the end of our time for this episode. But this podcast series, as I said, started in March and it's been ongoing. So as we move into 2021 and probably even beyond, I hope I might be able to call upon you to come back and talk about where the healthcare compliance profession might be 6 or 12 months down the road.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me today.
Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox again. I'd like to thank you for listening to this episode of Compliance and Coronavirus. This is the only B2B podcast which brings clear and sane information for both the compliance professional and the business executive. If I could ask you to do one thing, if you could tell one person about this podcast, I'm trying to get the word out about this most unique podcast in the Compliance Podcast Network. So if you could tell one person about it, send them a copy, send them a link, do something to help me publicize this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it. Compliance and Coronavirus is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network, and it appears Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of each week. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you'll join me again for another episode.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.